Today's Amud is Ma'ikatan Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yadalad Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, Avul Aser B'Tespiras. So we're continuing the theme of discussing the halachas of an Avul, a Menudin, and a Metzaira. So it says the Gemara, an Avul is Aser B'Tespiras. First, the Gemara tells us that when it comes to getting haircuts, so an Avul is not allowed to get a haircut for 30 days, or for a person's parents, then even longer than that, until Gaara, as we'll learn. So says the Gemara, and what's the Makar for this? What's the Makar that an Avul is not allowed to get a haircut? It's Midika Amar Luhu Rachmanu Levnei Arain. It's from that which we find Hashem tells the Bnei Arain after the Misa of Nadav Avihu. So technically speaking, they were Avelim. And Hashem tells them to do certain things, not like an Avul. And Hashem told them, Rasheichem Al Tifra'u, that you shouldn't let your hair grow out. So from the fact that Hashem told the Bnei Aaron, you shouldn't let your hair grow out, it's Mashma Michla the Kuli Al Mahasar, that when it comes to other Avelim, they have to let their hair grow out. They're not allowed to cut their hair. The Bnei Aaron were an exception. Hashem told them, don't let your hair grow out. You have to cut your hair. Other Avelim, they're not allowed to cut their hair. So that's the Makar, that an Avul is not allowed to cut his hair. And it's the Machlekes Rishonim, if it's the Araisa, the Rabbanan, maybe it's just an Esmechta. We won't get too much into that right now. Says the Gemara though, so that's when it comes to an Avul, an Avul is Aser B'Tespiras. Menudin u'mitzayra'in mahim b'tespiras. What about someone who's a nidoy, someone who's a mitzayra? Are they allowed to get a haircut? So says the Gemara Tashmatz and Mefer Shabraisa that menudin mitzayrayin asurin l'sapru l'chabes. It says straight out that they're not allowed to get a haircut. They're also not allowed to do laundry. We'll mention this again when we get to the bottom of the Amud. But the point is the Reisha, they're not allowed to get a haircut. So it's Mefurish that they are just like an Avul and that they're not allowed to get a haircut. Now that we mentioned the Braisa, so the Gemara just quotes the Hemshech of the Braisa, and the Braisa says that Menuda Shemes, if let's say you have a person who's in Nidoy, and he dies while he was still in Nidoy, he never went to the Rav that he insulted or whatever it was, the Bezdin that he disobeyed, and asked for Mechila. He died in his state of Nidoy. So the halacha is a Menuda Shemes, a person who's in Nidoy and he dies in his state of Nidoy. Bezdin Saiklin Asarainai. So Bezdin, they stone his kever, they stone his arain. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you read this, you should know, Loishi Amidu Olav Gala Vanim Kigali Shalachan. So this might sound familiar. This is something that Klal Yisrael did with the story of Achan during the times of Yeshua, that they put a pile of stones on his arain. So says Rav Yehuda, that's not what this Braisa is referring to. You're gonna have a flashback to Achan. Don't have that flashback. This doesn't mean that they put a pile of stones on top of the arain like they did by Achan. Ella, rather, what the Braisa means to say is that Bezdin Shochin Manichin Evan Gedoyla Ala Reinai. They just take one big stone and they place it on the Arain. It's really just a symbolic act. L'lamdecha, to teach everyone, Shekola Misnadu Meis V'Niduyoi, that someone who's in Nidoy and he dies in that state of Nidoy, so Bezdin Saiklon Es Arainai, so Bezdin will stone his Arain. It's to give out the message how chamer it is what this person did. So we put, as a symbolic act, we put one stone on the person's arayin, but it doesn't mean that we mamish take a whole pile of stones like they did by Achan. Says the Gemara, moving on to the next halacha, that avel chayiv ba'atifas harayish. Now when it comes to avelus, so an avel is chayiv in atifas harayish. Atifas harayish means like the atifa of Yishmaelim, like we do with our talis in the morning. So you wrap it around over your head and around by your neck up to until your nose. So, or until the mouth, perhaps. So that's atifas harayish. Lamaisa nowadays, the Rama says the minig is not to do atifas harayish. Avelim, the Rama says do not do atifas harayish. And the answer, and the reason is because we're around Goyim Alan and they would make fun. The Rama's in the Ardea, and Simon Shin Pei Vav and Sif Aleph, he says that the minig is not to do atifas harayish because of Goyim, they're gonna make fun. So in Avil, he has this halacha though, Batsim, there's such a halacha, there's atifas harayish. And what's the makar that the Avel is chayiv in Ativis Araish? It's midika amar le'rachmana le'yecheskel. So before we spoke about the Bnei Aaron, now we jump to Yecheskel, and that's going to be the focus of a lot of today's Amud, is makaris from Yecheskel. So the story by Yecheskel, the context is that over there, Yecheskel's wife had died in a magefa, And Hashem told Yechezkel also that he should not act as an avil. And so Hashem told Yechezkel, he said, "V'loy sa'ata al safa," that you shouldn't do ativus harayish. You shouldn't put it until your lips. You shouldn't cover your head with your cloak. You shouldn't do ativus harayish. So mechlal, that's mashma, the kuli alma mechayvi, that when it comes to other avilim, so they do have a chiyav of ativus harayish. So this is the makar, that's the makar for ativus harayish, and avil is chayv in it. Menuda mahu bativus harayish. Ask the Gemara, what's the halacha when it comes to a menuda? Is he chayv in ativus harayish? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Tashema, I'll bring you a raya from Bebraisa. The Braisa says, and this is really a Mishnah that we had in Mesechus Tainus when we spoke about the different fasts that they did for rain. So if it didn't rain, they had three fasts, another series of three fasts, and then seven fasts, and we said, Vehin Misatvin Veyoshvin Kiminuddin Ukaavelim. It says that they would wrap themselves up after they experienced this lack of rain, and they would sit like a person who's in Nidoy and like a person who's in Avelus, Ad Yirachmu Aleihem in Hashemayim, until Hashem had mercy on them. So what do you see? It says that they would be Misatef, and that was Kimenuda Nukavelim. So you see, a Menuda has to do Itav, because if it says that when they had the lack of rain, they would do Itav like a Menuda, so then obviously a Menuda, he does Itav. Amalei Abaye, however, Abaye rejects the raya. What do you mean? It seems like a perfect raya. It says they would do itof like a menuda. So obviously a menuda does itof. Says Abaye, no, it's not a raya. Because Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dechamer. Maybe over there it's different because it wasn't just a regular menuda. It wasn't someone who just stam disobeyed a bezdin or he was disrespectful to a rav. That was a menuda l'shamayim. It was because they did a veris that they were high of this that they didn't have rain. They were in Nidui Kaviyachal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's already more Chamer. Maybe that's why they require Itav. When a person's in Nidui from Shemayim, so then there's the Chiyav of Itav. But Lav Dafka, do you see from here that a standard Menuda has a Chiyav of Itav? Says the Gemara, Mitzayra Mahu Bativas Araish. What's the halacha when it comes to a Mitzayra? Is a Mitzayra Chayiv in Ativas Araish? Says the Gemara, and so when it comes to a Menuda, we don't have a Teretz. We tried to bring a Raya from the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, Abaye said it's not a Raya. Now we jump to Mitzayra. Mitzayra Mahu Bativas Araish. Says the Gemara, Tashema, we have a Raya. It's my first Apostle. The Pasuk says, Vaya Mitzayra, Va'al Safa Miata, Mechal Shechayiv Bativas Araish. Shmamina. It says straight out that he has to be Ma'atev himself until his lip. So you see straight out from the Pasuk that a Mitzayra is Chayv in Ativus HaRaish. And many of the Rishonim speak out that really there was no Havamina. Not, it's a Mefurish Pasuk. It's not like the Gemara forgot the Pasuk. Rather, the Gemara was just bringing it out the derech of the Shakla V'Tarya. That's the whole theme of these sugyos. It's the halacha by an avo, and then the halacha by a menuda and by a mitzayra. So we say it like that. A mitzayra mahu, even though we knew the halacha, it's a mefarsh apostolic, that a mitzayra is chayv and ativ sarayish. Moving on to the next halacha. An avil is asr lahaniach tefillin. An avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. This is going to be discussed later in the Masechta in more detail. But an avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. And what's the makar for that? Midika amr le'rachman le'yechezko. Again, to Yechezko. From the fact that Hashem told Yechezko that you shouldn't be like an avil. Pe'erach ha'chavish olecha. You should wear your tefillin. You should wear your pe'er. You should wear your tefillin. Mechlad ha'kuli amah asr. So from there, we can make the diuk that ordinarily an avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. It's only something that Hashem told Yechezko that he was supposed to wear his tefillin. So that's the halacha when it comes to an avil. A menuda mahu betefillin, says the Gemara, teiku, we don't even know where to start. There's no Mishnah, no Braisa, no nothing that would seem to be merames at all to the halacha about a menuda, about whether or not he wears tefillin. Mitzayra mahu betfilin. What's the halacha when it comes to a mitzayra? Is a mitzayra chayv to wear tefillin or not? Is he allowed to wear tefillin rather? Says the Gemara, Tashema, the pasuk says, Vahatzarua. The pasuk says, Tzarua. The rabbi is kohen gadol. So that teaches us that the kohen gadol is chayiv in the halacha of a mitzayra if he has a nega. Begadav. Begadav you prune him. It says he has to tear his clothing. Shiyu mikuraim, that they should be torn. V'raisha yiyah perua, and then it says that his head should be perua. So ein peria ela gidol seyar divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what does it mean for raisha yiyah perua? So we know what raisha yiyah perua means. We had it by the Bnei Aaron. It means that you're not allowed to cut your hair. It means gidol seyar, to let the hair grow, to let it to reveal it. to let it grow out. So that's the halacha of a metzora, is that he has to let his hair grow. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. However, Rabbi Akiva's chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says that no, nemra havayo b'roish v'nemra havayo b'beged. It says the similar lashon of yi, yeah, both when it comes to begadim, it says begad of yi yu perumim, and it says also this lashon of yi, yeah, when it comes to roish. It says v'roish yi perua. So what's the limud? We learn from here, mahavayo ha'amura b'beged. Just like when it comes to one's beged, a person's clothing is external to his guf, and that's the thing that the pasuk was referring to. It was discussing something that's external to the guf. So too, when the Torah says v'roisha yia perua, that it should be revealed, it's not talking about the actual guf, it's not talking about the hair, it's talking about something that's chutz migufay. So what's chutz migufay that it's saying to be revealed? That shouldn't be, that it should be uncovered. My lava tefillin. It's talking about the tefillin, that the tefillin shouldn't be on his head. His head should be revealed from something that's chutz migufay. It means from his tefillin, that he's not allowed to wear tefillin. So you see, a mitzvah is not allowed to wear tefillin. However, Amr of Papa, Rav Papa's chaylik. Rav Papa says, lie. No, I'll tell you. You know what, Rabbi Akiva? Know what the drasha is? You're right. It has to be something that's chutz migufay, but it's not talking about tefillin. Lo yakoimsa v'sudara. It's talking about special hats that they used to wear, which was signs of chashivus. So that's what Rabbi Akiva was referring to, that the head has to be revealed from something that's chutz migufay, not referring to tefillin. Rather, it's referring to these different chashiva hats, that a mitzvah is not allowed to wear these hats, and therefore we're left with no raya with the halacha of a mitzayra about whether or not he wears tefillin. So we don't know about a menuda or a mitzayra whether he wears tefillin. All we know is that an avil is asr laniach tefillin. Moving on again to the next halacha, an avil is asr b'she'ela shalim. An avil is not allowed to greet people, and this also, we'll see more details about this halacha later in the Masechta, but an avil is not allowed to greet people. And what's the makar for that? D'k'amr le'rachmana li'achesko he'anik daim. From that which Hashem told Yechezkel that you should be silent. So we learn out from there that that's always the halach of an avil, that an avil has to be silent. He's not allowed to greet people. Now wait a second. Until now we've been saying that whatever Hashem told Yechezkel, so an avil does the opposite. And over here the Gemara is learning from Yechezkel that from the fact that Hashem told Yechezkel be silent, so you see an avil has to be silent. So what's the pshat? Until now we were saying do the opposite of Yechezkel. So the Tosfos Rashi explains, different Terutzim in the Rishayim. So Rashi explains that everything has to be taken in context. That until now, everything that Hashem was telling Yechezkel was that you shouldn't take on the chumrah of an avil. Now you should be more meikel. You should wear your tefillin. You should do the different things that an avil is not allowed to do. You're not chayiv in atifas harayish. So leisat al safa. So therefore, we say that okay, fine, that was a special heter to Yechezkel. But over here, where Hashem was telling Yechezkel a chumrah, he was saying that you have to be silent. You're not allowed to greet people. So therefore, the limud is that that must always be the halacha of an avil. We're not going to learn out from here that an avil normally has to greet people. We're going to say the opposite, that Hashem was telling Yechezkel in this and with regards to this halacha, that he actually should be noig avelus, and that he should be silent and not greet people. So that's the makar when it comes to avil, that an avil is asr b'she'ela shalei. Ask the Gemara, menuda mahu b'she'ela shalei. What about a menuda? Is a menuda allowed to greet people? So I'm Rav Yosef, Toshima, we'll bring you a raya from a braiso. It says, or the same Mishnah from Maseches Tainis. It says again, after they had this drought, so it says that they would sit and they would wrap themselves mamish like a menuda, like an avil. And it also says that they were asr u b'she'ela shalei m'shebein adum l'chaveroi. It says that they wouldn't greet each other, kibnei adum anezufin l'makayim, like people who are in need away from Hashem. So you see, a menuda is not allowed to greet people. However, once again, Amar Le Abayi rejects this raya the same way he did before, that Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani d'chamer, that maybe it's different when he's a menuda l'shamayim, when he's in nidui from Hashem, so that's more chamer, that's why he was asr to greet people, but there's no hechrich to say from there, that so too a standard menuda is asr b'she'la shalom, so the Gemara leaves us without a raya about what's the din of a she'la shalom for a menuda. Metzaira mahu b'sheila shalom. Now moving on to a metzaira. What's a metzaira's din when it comes to sheila shalom? So says the Gemara Tarshima. The pasuk says val safa miyate. It says that they should wrap until their lips. She used spice of medubaka zubizu. We darshan from here. The Braisa darshans that his lips should be stuck together. Val safa miyate means he should stick his lips together. He's not allowed to greet people. She aheke menudu ka'avil va'aser b'sheila shalom. It means that he should be like a manuda and an avil, and he's aser and she'ila shalem. So you see straight out from the Braisa that a mitzayra is aser in she'ila shalem. Now wait a second. The Braisa didn't just tell us something about a mitzayra. This Braisa said that the mitzayra is aser b'she'ila shalem, and he's like a manuda and an avil. He's like someone who's a nidu, and he's like an avil. So v'nifshat mina l'manuda. So ask the Gemara. L'chayr, we have a raya from here also to the din of a manuda. Then a manuda is chayiv in to refrain from she'ila. That's what seems to be from this braisa. It says a mitzayra has to refrain from she'ila shalem, and he's like a menuda. So that means a menuda also has to refrain from she'ila shalem. Says the Gemara, Amar of Acha bar Pinchas Mishmeder of Yosef. Then no, Mika Tani Shaaser. It doesn't say a menuda is aser and she'ila shalem. It says she aheik a menuda ka'avol katani, but mili achran yasa va'aser nami b'she'ila shalem. He says that the way you're supposed to read the braisa is that a mitzayra is like a menuda and like an avol. In what sense? With regards to different things, a mitzayra is like a menuda and like an avol. And on then the braisa tells us another clause: va'aser b'she'ila shalem. And also a mitzayra is aser and she'ila shalem. The Braisa doesn't mean to say that he's like a menuda and an avil in that he is aser b'she'ila shalem. The Braisa was stam telling us that a mitzayra is like a menuda and an avil. And then the Braisa was telling us another halacha that he's aser b'she'ila shalem. So you do not see from this Braisa, at least there's no raya from this Braisa, that a menuda is aser and she'ila shalem. Now, finally, one last halacha for today, we'll do two more. Says the Gemara, Avil Aser B'Divrei Torah, that an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. What's the Makar? Midikama Rachmana Liyacheskel Doim, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yacheskel Doim that he has to be silent and he's not allowed to learn Torah. So we learn out from there that every Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. So that's the halacha when it comes to an Avil. Menuda Mahu B'Divrei Torah. What's the halacha of a Menuda? Is a Menuda allowed to learn Torah? So says the Gemara, Rav Yosef Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. The Braisa says that a Menuda he's allowed to teach others, and we're allowed to teach him. The Ritva explains that obviously the Talmud or the Rebbe has to be at least 4 Amos away. A person is not allowed to be within 4 Amos of a person who's in Nidui. But as long as someone's 4 Amos away, so then the Menuda is allowed to teach, and we're allowed to teach him. Niskarvin, Niskarvin Lai. He's allowed to be hired by others, and others are allowed to be hired by him. Mukhram, someone who's in Cherem, which is more Chamer, this is after a person was put in Nidoi for 30 days, and then again he still didn't do tshuva. He was put in Nidoi for another 30 days, and again he still didn't do tshuva, so then he becomes a mukhram, he gets put into cheirim, so then already that's more chamer, loy shaynev, loy shaynin loy, he's not allowed to teach, we're not allowed to teach him, loy niskar and loy, he can't be hired by others, others can't be hired by him, aval shaynehu la'atzma, he's allowed to learn for himself, he's allowed to learn by himself, shol yafsik as limuda, he said he shouldn't stop learning, and also, v'aisalei chanus ketana b'shvil parnesasai, even though we don't do business with him, but he can make a small little store and sell just basic things, just enough to be able to have enough money to live. V'amar Rav, and Rav explained that what type of small store could he make? Zabune maya bepakta da aravais, he should sell water in the shuk of aravais, so that's like a small business that he could do, kidei parnesasai. But shmami no, you see from this braisa, lehedya, that a menude is mutter in divrei Torah. It says, shayna v'shayna loy. Even a mukhram is allowed to learn, at least by himself. But a menuda mamish is even shayna v'shayna loy. You could teach others, we could teach him. So obviously a menuda is mutter in divrei Torah, not like an avo. Mitzayra mahu b'divrei Torah. What's the lach of a mitzayra? Is a mitzayra allowed to learn Torah? So this will take us back to brachis, for anyone who was with us then, that tashma, on that which the pasuk says, v'hidatum v'nechu l'fnei v'nechu yoyim asher amato v'nei Hashem elokecha b'chayriv. It says, you should remember the day that you stood in Har Sinai. So ma lahalan, Just like over there by Har Sinai, Ma'ala Halon Be'ema Uve'yira Bereses Uve'ziya, it was with a tremendous Yira Shemayim that we were by Matan Torah. It was with an Ema, Uve'yira, Reses, Uve'ziya, a lot of different expressions of fear and trepidation. And Mikan Amru, from here the Chazal said that Torah has to be learnt in such a state. And therefore, Hazavin, the Hametzairoin, Uba'ali Nidois, even though they're Tameh, Hazav is Tameh, Hametzairo is Tameh, Ba'ali Nidois are Tameh, still Mutaran Likreis B'Torah, still they're allowed to learn, Torah, they're Mutar and Talmud Torah, even though they're Tameh, but they could still have Yira Shemayim, they could still be in a state of Yira, Ubenavim, Ubeksuvim, they could learn Navi and Ksuvim, Volishneis, Bemedrish, Ubishas, Ubalachas, Ubagadis, they could learn Kol Torah Kula, it's all fine. However, Ubalekrayin Asurin, but a Balkari, who his Tumah came from a lack of Yira, it came from a Maisa that generally comes with a lack of seriousness, so then Asurin, so they're Asur to learn Torah. So Shema Minah, but what you see from here, straight out from the Brisa, in the Brisa, is that a Mitzayra is Mutar and Divrei Torah. So even though an Avil is Asur and Divrei Torah, a Menuda and a Mitzayra are Mutar b'Divrei Torah. In one last halacha, the Gemara says that an Avil is Asur b'Tuch Baisas. An Avil is not allowed to do laundry. So what's the Makar that an Avil is not allowed to do laundry? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, and this, the context of this Pasuk, is when Yayav wanted to make peace, he wanted to make shalom between David HaMelech and his son Avshalom. What happened was, is Avshalom had killed Amnon. Amnon was Ma'anis Tamar, and Avshalom was very upset at Amnon for being Ma'anis his sister. So Avshalom went ahead and he killed Amnon. Now that Avshalom had killed Amnon, so David HaMelech was very upset at Avshalom. He killed his brother. He killed David HaMelech's other son. He killed Amnon. So David was very upset at Avshalom, and Avshalom had to live out of the house. So Yoav wanted to make shalom between them. So Yoav hired a lady to look just like an Avil. She dressed like an Avil, as we're about to see. And she went to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says to her, what's going on? What's your matziv? And she explains that she's an Amana, and that she's now, that one of her children had just killed her other child. And now everyone else in the family wants to kill the Reitzeach. They want to kill him for killing the other child. And so she was coming to David HaMelech for help. And David HaMelech helps her. He says that everyone should relax. They shouldn't kill the brother, even though he killed the other brother. They shouldn't do anything to him. And the Isha then says to David HaMelech, the woman, the lady, she says to David HaMelech, ask then you also, you shouldn't be upset at Avshalom for killing Amnon. You shouldn't take retribution from him. So that's the pasuk. So again, this lady dressed up like an Avil. So we can learn from the way she, different acts that she did, halacha is about an Avil. So what does the pasuk over there say? The pasuk says, Vayishlach Yayav Tekua, that Yayav sent a lady, he sent to Tekua, Vayikach Misham Isha, he took from there a lady, Chachama, who was very wise, Vayomer Eleo, and he says to her, his avlinam, that you should be like an avil, v'liv shina big day avil, you should wear avil clothes. What's avil clothes? Obviously, not non-laundered clothing. That's what it means, avil clothes. V'al tasuchi shaman, you shouldn't anoint yourself with oil, v'yis keisha ze yamim, and you should be like this for a few days. V'yamim rabim, misabelis al meis, like a lady who's being misabel on a mace. So you see straight out from here, from the fact that the pasuk describes her, Yayav told her, v'liv shina big day avil, she has to wear avil clothes, then obviously an avil is aser b'tech beises, an avil is not allowed to do laundry. Says the Gemara, Menudin u'mitzayra in ma'ahin b'tech beises, what's the halacha about a Menudin and a mitzayra? Are they allowed to do laundry? To that the Gemara says, Tashma, a b'isa that we quoted on the top of the Amud, that Menudin u'mitzayra in asurin l'sapu l'chabbis, it says straight out that a Menudin and a mitzayra are not allowed to get a hirka, and they're also not allowed to do laundry. Shishma mina, you see mefurish, that they're just like an avil in this regard, and that they're not allowed to do laundry.